To call the Port of Tacoma Audit Committee together. Our time is 20 minutes to 11, as far as I can see it from here. So if you'll all rise and help me with the flag salute, I appreciate it. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Okay, we have a copy of the consent agenda, so if people can approve the consent agenda, which is the minutes of the April 17th meeting, I'd appreciate that.
I would like to move that we accept that consent agenda and the minutes of April 17th.
Okay, thank you, and I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye, okay. It always seems strange when you just have a two-member.
Yeah, right.
Committee. We're thinking of ways to shorten this process just a little bit. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is public comments. Are there any public comments? I didn't see anybody that signed up for those. We generally don't have the public show up for audit committee meetings. Sometimes maybe they should, but they didn't. I see a volunteer in the back room. Oh, no.
No.
Okay, we're down to general business. Darren, you're up. Do it, please.
Okay, thank you.
A contract amendment with RSM?
Yeah, so let me turn the slide.
This'll work.
Thank you. Okay. Maybe.
Some things never change, do they?
There you go. It's a roller.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. I'm sorry. So I'm here today to request authorization to amend contract number 070171 for financial audit services with RSM US LLP, expanding the scope to include single audit, which is the federal grant audit, and increasing the contract value by a not to exceed amount of $50,000 for fiscal years ended 2018 through 2020. The amendment increases the total contract value to a not-to-exceed amount of $537,500 for the fiscal years. Again, it should be 2000. I'm sorry, if that's correct, for 2016 through the 2020. So that's for the five-year period.
So the $50,000 is for 2 years, so it's right. $25,000 a year. Okay.
Correct. The amendment will be filed with the Port of Tacoma Commission for authorization per the Master Policy Resolution Number 2018-01, PT, Section 4E2. The next slide is just a reminder of the types of audits that the Port of Tacoma incurs and also the auditors. So currently the annual financial audit is performed by RSM. The accountability audit, compliance audit, is performed by the State Auditor's Office, and you will hear from them today. They will present their entrance conference. And the single federal grant audit was previously performed by the State Auditor's Office, and now we're requesting that that be added to the RSM contract. So here's some background. Back in 2016, RSM was awarded a five-year contract after a competitive procurement and authorization from both the audit committee and also the commission. It included a three-year contract for $280,000 and had one option period for the last 2 years, 2019 and 20, for a total of $477,500. And in 2017, the SAO required that the financial audits comply with government account auditing standards instead of generally accepted auditing standards. And we came back to the audit committee and requested an increase of $10,000 for the audit years 2017 and 18. The government accounting auditing standards are a little more comprehensive than the generally accepted account auditing standards. And in addition to the generally accepted auditing standards, the government accounting standards, a lot of standards, include a list of compliance items with certain provisions of law and regulations, and also includes grant agreement compliance. So that's why it costs a little bit more to do that audit. Then in early this year, the state auditor's office declined to perform the single audit because of a potential conflict of interest between one of our commissioners and the state auditor.
Same last name.
Right, same last name. So hence we're here today.
So this is not throughout the state. This is only here at the Port of Tacoma.
And very understandable.
So hence we're here today. And the scope of the amendment, which includes expanding the scope for the single audit, and also, again, it includes the annual financial audit. The single audit and the financial audits have very similar requirements. You know, they have an internal control review, understanding and testing, and also the financial statement audit. Therefore, staff recommends that RSM, our current external financial auditor, perform the single audit to minimize incremental costs of the audit and also staff costs.
You know, and by way of example, the Port of Seattle engages Moss Adams for its financial statement audit. They also retain them to do their single audit.
And both teams are familiar with our port, and the issue is we're talking about a single issue item. We're not talking about the entire financial audit.
Correct.
Makes all sense.
So this slide shows a summary again of the costs that we covered earlier. Total contract, initial contract of $477,500, and then the two amendments for a grand total of $537,500, and that's for the 5 years. And we are in the third year. So with that, I'd like to request authorization to amend contract 070171 for financial audit services with RSM US LLP, expanding the scope to include the single audit and increasing the contract value by a not to exceed amount of $50,000 for fiscal years 2018 through 2020. The amendment increases the total contract value to a not to exceed amount of $537,500 for fiscal years 2016 through 2020. The amendment will be filed with the Port of Tacoma Commission for authorization per Master Policy Resolution 2018-01-PT, Section 4E2. Any questions?
I'll make a motion, and then if I could say this in my words, so I'm sure I understand it.
Okay.
So what we're doing is we're back paying for 2017.
The $10,000. It's this coming year, the audit for 2017. Okay. And then the $50,000 is for up until 2020, includes the option period?
Right.
Okay.
Correct.
Just wanted to be sure. So it's about $10,000 a year. Okay. Thank you.
Is that the motion?
That's the motion.
I'll second the motion. Any other questions or comments? All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Thank you. Aye. That's going to make it a lot easier, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it will. It will be much more efficient.
Great.
This is going to come up because it's over the amount that the CEO can sign off, so it's got to come back to the commission, right?
Well, that's through this notification process.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Thank you very much. Okay, next on the agenda is Joanne Klein, State Auditor's Office.
Welcome back.
Nice to
see you again.
Thank you. I think we're one of the commissioners that enjoy audits because I like to give the speech every time we meet because it doesn't bother me if the auditors find something that they want Darren to improve on. I always think that's great because it's best to have an audit and find the problems up front rather than wait 10 years and then find the problem. Because when I was working, we went through this every year and always found it to be beneficial. Didn't like all of it, but it's always beneficial to find those flaws, if any.
Well, thank you. We definitely appreciate your willingness to have auditors available, and it sets the tone from from you all the way down through.
And the relationship with our county department is absolutely critical.
Exactly, and we do have a good working relationship with your accounting staff. So my name's Joanne Klein. I'm the audit manager on the Team Tacoma. Also on your audit this year will be Gus Ramos, and he's the assistant audit manager. And then Dave Smoko, he was the audit lead last year as well, so there'll be some consistency there. About our office, I'm just going to go through a few things about our office, the audit that we will do, the report that will be republished at the end of the audit, and then just ask and make sure you have answer any questions that you may have. So we do work for Pratt McCarthy. She is our state auditor, and her mission is to make sure that government is working better, costs less, and earns greater public trust. And how we do that is we do our audit and then release our reports and make those available to the public. So there's that. For our accountability audit, this year we haven't had a chance to go through all of our planning process. So I put some general things that we typically look at. When Dave gets a chance to do the more detailed review, do analytical procedures, ask some interview questions, we will make sure that we let Darren know the specific areas that we're looking at. In general, these are risky areas. We look for things that are common issues at the ports. We look at things that are just risky in general, like cash receiving. Insurance is one of those things that we're state mandated to do. So I put some of those general things up there. One of the other planning procedures that we'll do is we will review RSM's audit work and try to leverage that to as far as some of the work they may have evaluated, we might be able to eliminate because they've addressed it. So we'll do that as part of our planning procedures. So at the end of our audit.
Sorry, what does small and attractive asset?
What is small and attractive assets? So those are things that are susceptible to theft. So what we'll do is review your policy, the Department of Policy, on what they consider small and attractive assets.
PCs or laptops or that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we'll review how they track those assets. So,
okay. So
it just, you know, it could be different depending on the entity type and what your policy is. At some point, at a certain dollar threshold, it's more hassle than it's worth. So there's some evaluation, and we just audit to your policy.
Oh, okay.
So, Commissioner Petrich, for the Port of Tacoma, small attractive assets have been a lot of maintenance tools, PC-type supplies, laptops, and that sort of
thing. Anything you can walk away with.
Right.
Right.
Okay. We're not worried about cranes or other things.
They may be attractive, but they're not small.
Right.
So at the end of our audit, we will publish an accountability report, and that will be available on our website for the public, and you guys will share it here with you. We will also, I didn't put this on there, the RSM portion of your audit would also be shared on our website, and that's because as a public entity, it needs to be on there. RSM's doing the work, so we will publish it the way they do. We have a cover letter for you. And so it's just available on the website, just like every other entity that uses a outside CPA firm.
Great.
And I will disseminate their reports to the commission.
Okay, thank you.
So our office is always, always wants to maintain confidentiality. So we just want to make sure that you're aware that when we're taking audit information, that we do do our best to protect confidential and sensitive information. And then our estimated audit cost for the accountability piece is about $40,000 for this year's audit. During the course of the audit, if the scope change or the hours change, anything significant happens, there won't be any surprises. We'll make sure we're communicating to Darren and whoever else is necessary at that time. So that way, at the end, there'll be no surprises, and then we'll come back and meet with you at the conclusion of the audit. And this is our contact information. We're always available to answer questions, even off-cycle. And both Gus and Dave are listed on there as well.
So this looks like with these phone numbers, people are local. They're not having to commute.
Yes. So this is our Tacoma team. So myself, Gus, and Dave are all in Tacoma. Mark Raposo, who some of you are familiar with, is half-time based out of Tacoma. And then Pat and Kelly are both in Olympia.
So when you say the Tacoma team, does that also mean you do other public entities? Do you do the city? Do you do?
Correct. So the Tacoma team does mostly our audits are based in Pierce County. We have a few King County audits, but mostly all public entities in Pierce County, we are in charge of auditing.
Thank you very much. Any other questions? Well, welcome back.
Oh, wait, one other question. I'm just kind of curious about as we do the audit and as we have transitioned into the Northwest Seaport Alliance, has that added complications to the audit process in certain ways?
For our purposes, no.
Okay.
We will actually do your accountability, and you have RSM or Moss Adams do your financial.
I think it hasn't complicated the situation yet for the auditors, because all of the activities are still taking place where they did before. So the South Harbor activities are still being handled by the Tacoma team, and then the North Harbor is still being handled by the Port of Seattle team. So that hasn't completely transitioned yet. So it hasn't, from an audit scope perspective, hasn't changed that much.
Okay.
So even as we grow and we eventually move out of the Port of Tacoma building and relocate, as long as it's the same systems and the same people doing the work, all we've done is move that structure. Nothing else has changed. So it should still make it fairly simple. That's one thing we got to keep in mind as we go down the road. Okay, very good. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner comments. Commissioner?
Oh, thank you. I asked my questions.
Thank you very much. Any other comments? John?
Nope.
You're closed. Thank you very much.